Yod na flamet ches. The mission da flamet ches. V'yelu l'gnai. These were the people that did bad things. So the Chomnu mentioned the names l'gnai forbid. Shel beis garmoi l'rotsu l'lamed al mais lechem aponim. Is this house, these kahanim called beis garmoi, they knew how to make the lechem aponim very good, and they didn't want to teach anybody else how to do it. So it was a gnai. The Chomnu said it's a bad thing that they did, that they didn't teach anybody else how to do it. Shel beis haftinus l'rotsu l'lamed al mais akteris. Same thing also. These were kahanim. The Beis Avtinus, they knew how to make the Keteris very well, and they didn't want to teach it to other people. So Chomer were masking them, L'Gnai forbid. Hugras Ben Levi, he was a Ben Levi Drashi Kloima Min Halavim. Hugras was a Levi. Yodeya Perok Bashir. He knew how to sing very good. We'll see in the Gemara what it means exactly, Perok. He knew how to sing very well with his mouth. And he didn't want to teach the other Levim how to sing so well. Because Leviim, their avoid was Bashir to sing, and it's a nice, it's covered Hashem to sing nicely. They didn't want to teach the other Leviim, so Chomer were masking them L'Gnai, it wasn't a nice thing. Ben Kamtzor L'Rotzul L'Lamed Al Maisaksav. Ben Kamtzor knew how to write very well. We've seen the Gemara, he knew how to write with four pens in one time he could write. With his four fingers, he put a pen in between each finger, and he was able to write Hashem's name at one time. So he knew how to write, especially, he knew how to write very good. And they didn't want to teach the other Kahanim how to write. Al HaRishonim Nema Zecha Tzadok Levrocha. On the Mishnah before we had the good things they did, they made out of gold and they made good doors there, Nikner, those Tzadikim are called Zecha Tzadok Levrocha. The Alelu, the ones from this Mishnah, Nema the Pasuk, we put the Pasuk, V'Shem Rishonim Yirkov. The name of the Rishonim should right away. Right away we'll see in the Gemara means that nobody should take over their name. Like somebody should not name after a Rosha. His name should be rotten away and it shouldn't be used again. We'll see. Yeah. Tana Rabbonin. Beis garmoi ho yibikim b'mais lechem aponim. They knew how to make the lechem aponim very well. For loyrotza l'alamid. They didn't want to teach the other kahanim how to do it. And it wasn't a nice thing. What do you mean? You want the kahanim to know how to do it. That there should be lechem aponim on the shulchan. Is sholcho chachomim. So they didn't want to teach. So Chomer said, okay, we'll fire you, and we'll get other people that know how to bake the lechem upon him. They went to find good bakers from Alexandria in Mitzrayim. They went to find good bakers from there. And they knew how to bake the lechem upon him the same way that Vez Gormoy knew how to do it. But they did not know how to take the bread off the oven the way Beis Gormoy did. As the people from Alexandria couldn't take off the challah, the bread, the same way Beis Gormoy did. Shehalolu masikim mebachutz v'oifim mebachutz. As Alexandria, they used to make the fire outside the oven and used to bake it on the outside. V'halolu masikim mebifnim v'oifim mebifnim. That was a big kunz. In order to be able to bake inside the oven, in order to put the fire inside and to bake inside. Is halalu pita misafshois. So when the people from Alexandria used to make the challah, so it stood over one week to another with lechem upon him, it used to get spoiled. Hayim misafshois, it got a little perfoiled. The halalu ain't pita misafshois. Mashen kein beis gormoy. They knew how to bake the bread very good. So by them, the challah did not get spoiled. So the chomer, so it wasn't nice what was going on, that the beis gormoy didn't want to teach anybody. So the ma'aseh lechem upon him was not being done so well. They had bad lechem upon him. It wasn't nice. Is kesheshom luchachom bedover. When the chum heard what was going on, Amru they said, Kol mashe bara kodesh baruch hu lechvoydei bara. Whatever kodesh baruch hu created on this world was created to glorify Hashem, to give covet back to Hashem. Shenema the pasuk says, Kol anikra b'shmi u lechvoydei barosif. Anything that's called by my name and for my covet, like I created, everything was created to give covet back to Hashem. Is a meila. The Chomer said, instead of firing them, let's put them back and let them make the lechem upon him, even though they don't want to teach the other kahanim, but it's still kedai that we should have nice lechem upon him, al to be mechaber Hashem. So they put them back into office. The Chomer though called them and said, come, we want to talk to you. Like maybe we'll talk you into teaching the other kahanim how to make the lechem upon him. Is bo? They didn't want to come. So then they said, okay, we'll double your price. Could be they didn't want to come back to office also, it could be. So he said, you know what, if you come back to work for us, like to make lechem aponim, we'll pay you double the wages. Then they came. Now, b'chol yom hoy noitlin shnei masa mona. Every day, usually they used to take 12 mona from the lishkas, from the lishka, they used to get paid. From the mois of tzibur. They used to get paid 12 mona a day. For hayoyim now, eschim v'yabot. They got double the amount, 24. No, every day it was 24 monas they used to receive. For hayoyim, and from now on, arboyim u'shmoina. Now they got 48. So then when they heard they're getting double the wages, then they came back to make the lechem upon them. And now the chum went to speak to them and said to them, Omru lehem chachomim, maru isim shvelulameid, how come you're not teaching anybody else to do the lechem upon them? It's not nice. Like it's the mitzvah to be mechabed Hashem, and you know how to make the lechem upon them. Like what's going to be when you're going to be mace? Nobody else will know how to do it, so it's not nice not to teach other kahanim. Is Omru lehem, so they answered back like this, Yoidim hoyu shebeis abba. We know from our father that shebayis is there also be choruf. That the beis hamikdash is not going to be here forever. There's going to come a time when the bayis will be choruf. There won't be a beis hamikdash. Now we're afraid, shemel yilmoid odom sheinu muhugin. We're afraid if we're going to go teach other people how to make lechem upon him, maybe a person that's not so choshev, not such a tzaddik, will learn how to do the lechem upon him. V'yelech v'yavod avodah z'chachovim. And he'll go and make the lechem upon him l'shem avodah zorah b'kach. So that's why they didn't want to teach anybody the lechem upon him, because they were afraid maybe it'll be done l'shem avodah zorah. So Mashmim, so what's it got to do with the churban abayis? Could be called the man the base of Midish was Kayim, we wouldn't be afraid that somebody would be over the Avodah Zorah. But they would be afraid that after the bias would be Chorav, then the Yidin would go down to Madrega, so then they were afraid that people would go be over the Avodah Zorah, and they'll make the Lechem upon him for the Avodah Zorah. So that's why they didn't want to teach anybody how to make the Lechem upon him. So the more of the Avdov is there, Maskir Nursel Shvach. But for something that they soon did, on this, the Rabbanan said a Shvach praised him. What was the praise? That me'olam lo nimtzas pas nekiyah b'yad v'neim. Their own children in their own house, they never had a clean bread. Hey, the bread they always ate was always like dirty or old bread. Why? Shlo yomru mimais alechem aponim zen izoinim. That people should not say, if they would have nice clean bread in the house, people would say, you know what bread they're eating? They're eating the bread of the lechem aponim. So it's not nice. So therefore they never had clean bread in the house. L'kayim ha'shenema, to mekayim what the Pasuk says, v'ho'yisem nekiyah me'Hashem u'me'Yisrael. You have to be clean from Hashem, but that's not enough. You also have to be clean from Yisrael. Nobody else should be choshed you, maybe doing something wrong. So therefore here, even though they knew their own bread was private bread, still they didn't make nice clean bread, that nobody should say, oh, they're eating from the lechem upon him. So for this, it was a shvach for what they did. The master, for the first thing that they didn't teach, that was still a gnai. It wasn't nice what they did. They should have taught other people how to make lechem upon them. So Rashi says, "Lirdos minatana shalolu shebo min Alexandria lefish lo yodim lirdos minatana." They didn't know how to take it off the oven. Shlo yehi nishba, that shouldn't break. Lefishu also kimin teva, the lechem upon them was made in a mold. Perutza kimin svina, like it looked like a ship there. Ha yirei ladavkim b'fnim. They were afraid to put it inside the oven. Therefore, they used to bake it on the outside. And it wasn't so good. So then Chum heard this. They called back the original from the base Gormai. It's Kofulem Schorim, Mitrumas Halishka. They took double the amount of money from the Trumas Halishka. And the next Maisa, this was a nice thing that they did. That they were always clean from Yisrael. Nobody should be choshed them. They never had clean bread. They always had older bread. Right, the next part of the Mishnah was v'shal beis avtinus l'rotz l'lamed al maisa k'teris. These were the base of Kahanim. They knew how to make the k'teris very good, and they didn't want to teach anybody else how to do it. Tana Rabbon, we went to the Braisa, that we had this in Gemara and Shkolim, that beis avtinus hoyibikiyim b'maisa k'teris. They knew how to make the maisa k'teris. V'l'rotz l'lamed, they didn't want to teach anybody. Shol chachomim v'yaviyu umnin milachsandri shomotrayim. So Chum like fired them and said, okay, we'll get other workers. And they went to get people from Mitzrayim, from Alexandria to make the k'teris. For yoydim lefatim kimoisim. They knew how to make the exact measurements of the k'teris the way they saftinus knew. But they didn't know how to make the smoke go straight up as nice as if the base aftinus did. What does that mean? Shel halolu metam reviyerlo. for in Beis Taftinus, the smoke used to go straight up to Makkah like a stick. And it used to look very nice. Mashenkin shel halolum, from the people that came from Nachsandu, Shomatrayim, Mavtsil Karnalakan. The smoke used to scatter all around, all different sides. The smoke did not go straight up. So it wasn't so nice. Ugashasham, Racham and Bedov, when the Chama heard what's going on, that the Beis Aftinus doesn't want to do the service anymore. They don't want to teach. So they had to get other people to do it. And they're not doing such a good job. Izamu the Chama said, Kol ma shebara kodesh baruch lechvoy debara. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu created on this world, He created to glorify Hashem, l'chavad Hashem. Shenem the pasuk says, "Kol parli Hashem l'maneyu." Whatever Hashem made was for His sake. It's not even more before, but then a different pasuk. But from both pasukim we see this. V'chozru beis taftinus l'mkoyman. So then they wanted to put the beis taftinus back in position that they should start making the keteris. Is Shochalem Chachom, Chachom sent to them, come back and start making the Keteris again. Vulebo, they didn't want to come. Kofel Lehem Schoron, they said, okay, we'll pay you double pay, double wages. Is Ubo, then they came. Now again, Bechol Yem Hoyen Neutlin Shtem Masamona. Every day up until now, they used to only get 12 mona. That was the Schar from the Trumas Alishcha. Mashen Kane, Fahayoyim Estum Viabo, and from now on, they got 24. Rabbi Yehudu Raim again, b'chol yoyim estam v'yabor, every day they got 24 monas for the wages. V'hayoyim aboyim ushmoyna, they got double the amount. Is omru lem chachomim, ma'ar yisem shlel olamid. How come you're not teaching anybody else how to make the k'teris? Like it's a covet for Hashem to have the k'teris done nicely. Why don't you teach other people? Is omru, so they said like this, yoydim hoyu shel beis abba. We know from our fathers that shabai yizir also l'choruf. Shabai yisheni would also be choruf, be destroyed. And Amru, they said, Shema Yilmad Adam Shainam Hugan, we're afraid to teach other people how to do the Keteris, maybe someone that's not so nice will learn it, V'yelech V'yavad Avayit Chachovim, and will use it to be Avayit Avayit Zorah with it. Pekach. So that's why they didn't want to teach anybody. V'yitav Yadov is there, Mastiru Neshtun Shvach. But for something that they did do, we'll soon see, that they praised them. For the first thing the Chachovim said, it wasn't nice what they did. Even though they had a reason why they didn't teach anybody, the Chachovim still held it wasn't nice. It's kedai to teach other people as kovod Hashem that there should be the k'teris. And then Echnami, you're afraid somebody doesn't know, somebody bid would find out. Try your best not to tell anybody. I mean, not tell somebody it's not hogun. Only tell choshev people. But it was a genai why they didn't teach a kopon of the choshev kahanim. But the next thing they did, that was a they praised him. That what me'olam lo yotzes a kala lo v'semes mivateim. There was never a kala, a bride that got married that was wearing perfume. In other words, the people should not say the perfume they're using is from the k'teris. Therefore, nobody ever used perfume. If one of the people from here, from Beis Aftinus, got married to a wife from a different place, is masna nimor, they had to make a tonight with the wife, that they should not ever wear a perfume. Why? People should not say, you know why it's smelling so nice? Because they made it from the k'teris. L'kayim ma'ashenema v'yisim nekiyim ha'ashem u'me'yisrael. That you have to be clean in the eyes of Hashem, but that's not enough, but also me'yisrael. You have to be clean that no other people should have a chshad upon you. See, they didn't want to use even regular makeup, regular perfume. The people should not say the perfume they're using was made from the k'teris. And this was a shvach. This Chacham and praised him. It was a good thing what they did. Tanya, Omer Rav Yishmuel, Tam Achas, once happened, Hayisi Mahalach Baderach, I was going on the road, O Matsosi Echod Mivnei Vineim, and I met up with one of the children, the grandchildren of this Beis Taftinus, the ones that knew how to make the Keteris. As Omarati Lois, I said to him, that Avoisecho Bikshu Laharbas Kfoidom, your fathers wanted to only be Mechaba themselves, like they were big shots, they didn't want to teach anybody else how to make the Keteris, they only kept it privately for themselves, and they wanted to take away the covet from Hashem. They didn't want to teach anybody else how to do it. So they were mayit the covet of Hashem. Achshav now, after the Churban Abayis, covet mokim bim koimai. The covet of the Beis Hamidrash is the same place. And it's just like they didn't want to have the terrace before, it wasn't now either. Abomiyat kvoidim. But your father's house, they lost their covet. Trashimiyat kvoidim, b'churban beisai. Now that there's a Churban Abayis, they don't make the Keteris anymore, so they lost their covet. The covet was taken away from them. is Amar Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said like this: that Tamachas Amar Rabbi Kiva Sachli Rabbi Shmuel Ben Lugia. That Tamachas once happened. Yotzosiyani V'yechem Mnei B'neihem L'Soda. I once went to the field and I met again one of his grandchildren from this Beis Aftinus, the ones that made the Keteris. L'laket Asovim, that we were collecting grass together, herbs. V'risi, and I saw Shesocha Kuvocha. I saw that his grandson was laughing and crying when they were cutting down the Asovim. Is Amarti Lois, I said to the child, Mifnei Ma Bochisi, how come you crying? Omali, so he answered to me, that Kvoid Avoisai Neskarti. I remember the great covet my grandfathers had. Because at the time when the Beis Hamikdash was there, they used to make the Keteris, and they were using these type of herbs to make the Keteris, and they were the only ones who knew how to do it. It was tremendous covet for them. Or that's why he was laughing. That's why he was crying. That he felt bad, like now the grandfathers don't have any more covet. Or Mifnei Masachakta, how come you're laughing? Or Mali, he answered back, Sheosu the Kodesh Baruch Hu lachziru lanu. Because we know a Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitzshem will give us back the Bayis Shlishi. And then will come a time again that my fathers will make the Keteris, and again we'll have a covet. What made you remember now the union of the Keteris? Like, what do you see in front of us now? Like, which herbs are the ones that are royal for the Keteris? Is Omali, so he answered me, Maloshin. He found this herb called Maloshin. That's what he saw Kenegdis in front of me. So he said, Herali, please show it to me. I want to know what's called Maloshin. Is Omali, so he answered back to me, Shibui Hibiyadenu. We have a promise between us. Shein Marin Oysel Cholodim. We're not allowed to show it to anybody else, like the Mishnah. The Beis Aftinus didn't tell anybody else about the Keteris. So I can't tell you what it is. Omer Reb Yechonon ben Uri. Pam achas motzosi zochin echad. Once happened, I found an older person. Or Megillah Samamonim biyodei. And he had the Megillah of how to make the Keteris, how to make the different Samamonim, different spices. He had the Megillah of their recipe, how to make it. Is Amarti Lois, I said to him, Meyenata, where do you come from that you have this the Megillah Samamonim? Is Omali answering me, Beis Aftinus ani? I'm from that house. I'm from the house of Beis Aftinus that knew how to make the Keteris. Omad the Yodchos, I asked him, what do you have in your hand? Omali told me, Megillah Samamonim. I have this Megillah, the recipe book, how to make the Keteris. His hair released, he said, please show it to me. Omali said back to me, Koz zaman shebeis abo hoyu kayomim. Koz my father's house was alive. Loi hoyu moisru nois nucholodim. We didn't give it away to anybody. Like we said before, we didn't want to give it to bad people. Maybe they'll do the bad things with it. They'll use it for avodah zarah. V'yachshov hareyu luchor. But now that my beis abo is not around anymore, you should not give it to you. V'hizeh bo. But I want to be very careful with it. That don't give it away to anybody. But be nizer with it. Ugeshabosi. When I came back and told of what happened in front of Rabbi Kiva, Ezomali said to me, Me'ata, from now on, you should know you're not allowed to talk bad about these people. In other words, we understand a little bit what was Beis Aftinus' purpose, why they didn't want to teach anybody. They didn't want to teach anybody because they didn't want the bad person to learn it, to use it for bad purposes. But now that I'm going to go and nobody else will be around, so he's giving it over to Rabbi Kiva. So they see their intentions wasn't stam out to have their own covet, but rather their intentions was l'kovet Hashem. So therefore he said, you should know now we're not allowed to talk bad about them, but other Rabbi has to talk l'shvach about them. He's also l'sape b'gedusa, sheledu. From here, mikan oma ben azai, v'shmecha yikrucha. With your name they'll call you, or v'mkoyimcha yeshivucha. And in your mokim, in your place, they'll put you back. Trashi b'shmecha yikrucha means lo yidag odom loyna puleni kafeach panasosi. Don't be afraid somebody says, I'm going to lose my panosa. Ki yakorchoch b'shem yikrucha, your name, they call you by your name, lo v'vloshim b'mkoyimcha. They'll eventually put you back to your place. No, the Hashem takes care. Don't be afraid someone will take away your panosa. U'mishalucho yitnu lucho. And I'll give it back to what deserves, what belongs to you, you'll get it back. Trashi Kleimar. Loi shim alehem hu matona. They're not going to give you a present from what they own. Ela mizoinais ktsuvim lechom in Hashemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his cheshbon exactly how much you deserve, and that's what you'll get. Nobody else will take it away from you. Tawat ein odom nogeya bemuchon lechaveroi. Nobody could touch what's set aside to be for his friend. V'yein malchus nagas b'chaverta. One king can't go connected to another king. You can't say, I want to become king now. Everything is min hashemayim. Exactly how long one king could rule is min hashemayim. And afilu k'mola neima. You can't take over somebody else's position, even from mola neima, a hairline. You can't take over. And everything is b'diyuk from shemayim. Trashi v'yein malchus nagas b'chaverta. Mishigiyas man ha-malchus lipo. As soon as the Hashem wants that one kingdom to fall down, the time of the Achares, another one should come up. Lo yachas man kamol neima, she will not be delayed even for a second. Elami shezimna lipo b'layla nefels b'layla. Whoever is supposed to fall down at night will fall down at night. Shenema bei b'layla iskotl. Right. Next, Meister Mishnah says, Hugras ben Levi. He was a Levi and he knew how to sing very well, and he didn't want to teach the other Levim how to sing. Is Tanya, when he used to have a very sweet voice coming out of his mouth, he used to stick his thumb into his mouth, and his two fingers, in between the hairs of the mustache. Something like this he used to when he was singing. He used to go like this, and that used to make the voice come out very beautiful. The other brothers of the Kahanim that heard this beautiful voice, Mamash was so astonished that they fell backwards like from this beautiful voice. Or some say from the strong voice they had. So Drashi, Leben Hanimin, Bein Chalikas Nimos Hasofa, Kenegan Nechitis Achoitim. By the two fingers were on the two sides of his nose. That's where he scooped the two fingers, and the thumb used to be inside the mouth. And he was able to play with his voice to make the voice come out differently, to have a beautiful voice coming out. And because of this, Nizkarim Abbas Rosh, Nisoyim Yachroi Sakil, from this beautiful voice that came out of his mouth, the other Kahanim were like pushing it thrown backwards. Tana Rabbanim, Rabbanim said like this, Bar Kamtsa Lerotsa, Ben Kamtsa Lerotsa Lalamed Almaisak Saf. It's the next part of the Mishnah. That Ben Kamtsa didn't want to teach the other Kahanim how to write. Omer Olov was said about him, Shoyonoito Dalet Kulmusin, who's able to take four pens at one time, ben etzvoisov, in between his four fingers, he could put four pens, v'imhoisa teva shodal oisius, if he had to write the word that has four oisius in it, hoyokosov abasachas, he was able to write it at one time. It's not the pshat, he was able to write four olives at one time, not even I could do, he could write four olives at one time, but he was able to write, Bamash would eat a finger, another ois, he was able to write four oisius at one time. That was a kunz. Is Amrullah was said about him. They asked Amrullah, they said to him, Ma Royis, Shalamed, why didn't you teach? How come you didn't teach this? What are you afraid about teaching this to other people? Is Kula Mosu Chubul the brain? Everybody else up until now gave an answer why they didn't want to teach it. Of a Ben Kamtsar, Loy Mosu Chubul the verb. He didn't have any chub. He didn't have an answer why. He didn't want to teach them how to write. So, Behim Kuruzichas Rishis, he didn't want to teach. He wanted the covet to remain for himself. He didn't want to teach it to other people. Is Allah Rishonim Nehmer on the first ones it said, Zeicha Tzadlak Lebrocha. So to Shal exactly, what does Rishonim mean here? You could learn Rishonim mean the first Mishnah before. That's for sure they were Tzadikim. Or else maybe goes to Koran Rabbi Kiva that says that the ones that gave an answer, we mekabel their answer, and we say now they're also Tzadikim. So we call them now Zeicha Tzadlak Lebrocha. Aber V'yal Ben Kamtsar, only on Ben Kamtsar, he did not have a reason why he did not want to teach the other people how to write. So for him it was pure Rishis, to keep the covet from self, the chaverov nema, people like that, it was said, v'shem rishoyim yirkav, the name of rishoyim should right away. My, what does it mean, v'shem rishoyim yirkav, that the name of the rishoyim should right away? Omer Rebbe Loza means, rikvivu yois tala b'shemayson, that posha, the name should right away, that means, the loymaskina b'shemayu, nobody should name after him, his name should not be used anymore. Therefore, a solution like, the name Mela will be rotted away. If nobody's going to use it, it will be forgotten about. That's what it means, it will be rotten away. Rashi Le'maski B'Shemayu, Lo Yikra Adam Le'Panoi Shem Adam Rosha. Nobody should call your son after the name of a Rosha. If there was a Rosha, you should not name your son after him. Mosev Ravina. Mice and the Churitz and the Snegel Mice. If you have a Russian, you know, Machmon Slon and all the Russian in the family, you're not supposed to name after him. Of this in you, that's the Pshan the Posig, Vishem Rishoyim Yirkov. The name of a Russia should be rotten away, means you should not name your child after that Russia. Mose Ravina. Mice Bedoyig Ben Yosef. It happened to Mice with Doyig Ben Yosef. Shenichu Ove Ben Kotin. His father left him over when he was young still. Limai to his mother. Now, b'chol yoyim ha'yse'imai madadosai v'tivchayim. Every day his mother used to measure him to see how much he's growing. V'noysenes mishkolin shozov l'beis ha'migdish. And she would send an extra mishkol of gold to the Beis HaMikdash. Because every time he grew an inch, she used to send another mishkol of gold to the Beis HaMikdash. That's how much she loved the child. How much he grew every day. She shuts up a berach how much he grew, and that much she sent an extra piece of gold to the Beis HaMikdash. Later when it came bad times, when the enemy comes and took over, and they didn't have what to eat, tov chosoi, the mother mama shechted her own child, v'yachlosoi, and she ate him up. Now she ate up this doyeg ben Yosef. V'yolehel krenin yimyo, in such a case, yimyo was crying, that im toichalna noshim piryom, olelei tifuchim. Now it's going to come out that the noshim will eat up their own piryom, their own children, the young children, olelem tifuchim, they have to still take care of. And Meshiva Ruach HaKodesh, the Ruach HaKodesh answered back, the Amerisan says, "In Yorag b'mikdash Hashem Kohen v'Novi, was it killed in the Beis HaMikdash or Kohen or Novi?" So Rashi says, Kohen v'Novi, Zechaye ben Yoyoda, HaKohen, Alma maskina b'shmayu, v'akol ponen, we see we do use their names. Do'adoyik ha'adoymi rosh ho'ya, v'zeh kor latinikish b'shmay, hey, the name of their son here was Doyik ben Yosef. Now he was named after Doyik ha'adoymi, who was a Russia. So how come the father named his own son Doyeg after the Russia? So Marian says, Enechnami, Chazi my Solokbei, look what happened to the son, that the son got eaten up by his mother. Enechnami, wasn't a nice thing to do to start out with, that they shouldn't have named their son Doyeg after a Russia. Rashi, Chazi my Solokbei, Rei ma also bei Shenishchat, look what happened to him. Since they called him an after a Russia, is not only shouldn't you do it, but if you do it, something bad may happen to you. Like here, it came out that the mother shechted her own child, shechted Doyeg ben Yosef. Omer Reb Lezer, tzaddik me atzmoi. A tzaddik is from himself. Rashi aydei maisav niskla toiva. Tzaddik, the fact that he does good actions, people are naskim remember the good that he does. V'rosho me chaveroi. Mashiach and Rosh should remember Adei Chaver's Rashi. Rosh Afa Adei Chaver Niskal Aron. Even because of his Chaver, he's also remembered the bad that he does. That means Sadek Me Atzmoi, the Chassid Potter says, Zeichet Tzadik Lebrocha. Mash Meloshin Yochid. Zeichet, remember the Tzadik by himself. For Rosh Me Chaveroi. Mashiach and Rosh is remembered for all the bad he does to other people also. The Chassid Potter says, V'shem Rishoyim Yirkav. Doesn't say V'shem Rosha Yirkav. V'shem Rishoyim Loshin Plural. Mashma, a rosh has to do with a few people. All the people together are called like Rishoyim. Rashi Shem Rishoyim, but like Siv Shem Rosha. Omalei Ravina Luhumu Rabbonin. There have been Mesada Ragarata Kaimei. So Ravina told this Rabbonin that was putting down in front of him the Haggadah. Haggadah is Minoha Milso, the Yom Rabbonin Zecha Tzadik Levrocha. How did the Chum know to say to such a din? That whenever you mention the Tzadik name, the name of Zecha Tzadik Levrocha. You're supposed to give the tzaddik a bracha. How do we know this inyan?
All right, turn over.